Did you lose some serious cash on the roller coaster ride of Bitcoin? Maybe you rode the wrong wave on the last Reddit stock meme. Now's the time to look for your next return on investment and stack cash with something you may have in your toy box. I'm talking about those little plastic bricks that you can turn into gold. You know, Legos, streaming from North Carolina to around the world and right into your ears. It's the Brick Finds and Flip Show at BrickFlips.com, the show where Lego investing and reselling come together to help you make some serious do-re-mi. This episode originally aired as a video on our YouTube channel, Lego Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com/YouTube. Now, here's your host, the Lego Investing Ninja, Jeremy Stark.
Hi, this is Jeremy Stark here from Brick Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com. Welcome to the show today. Today we're going to focus on collectible minifigures. And by that, I mean the minifigures that you get in the little bags that have one minifigure in it. So this is different than if you were to buy a set and you were to take it apart, open the box up and you get some Lego bricks in there. And then you also get some minifigures. These are actually the ones that are just separate that you would get just individually. Usually these are found in the stores. You can find them in the front aisles, kind of near the registers, or they might be in just the Lego section of each store, or you can get them online as well. But they've been around since about 2010 is when I think the first kind of series was made, and they've been pretty much a pretty big hit from then on. Before we actually dive right into if these are a good investment, if you listen to us on our podcast, we would love to hear some of your feedback. Please give us a review on whatever streaming service you're listening to us on. Now that we get that out of the way, let's get right into it. All right, so if you've been watching us for some time, you know I love to just, I really want to dive into the numbers of everything. You know, sure is, some of these things that you can just kind of napkin math it and kind of figure out from your own and, you know, kind of get an idea of what you're working with. But always to put down the numbers is really something I suggest to do any type of investment, you know, with Legos or minifigures or anything like that. We're going to use a sheet right here. If you want to get this sheet, you can go to brickflips.com/ROI. And that way there you can kind of figure out what, you know, to play around with the different numbers in here. So we're going to look at just three different series. So these are basically series. So if you're not familiar with the collectible minifigures, they come in a series. So there's 12, there could be up to 20, maybe 16, depending on what series it is. And they will actually have the little minifigures. So they'll have, you know, maybe 20 different minifigures that you can collect in each one, or 16 or whatever the number is. It's really something that's going to vary per series in there. So I did kind of a breakdown just of a few different series, but I wanted to show you some of the other kind of different series that are out there just so you can get an idea. These are, if you go back to the very first minifigures out there, and it started in 2010, and they've gone all the way down to 2021 now. I'm sure they're going to continue doing it. It's very popular for a lot of Lego fans. So these are definitely something I don't see going away. So they did vary in different prices. When they first started, they were $1.99. Now they're as high as $4.99. And obviously they've gone kind of in the middle as it's gone on. I'm sure costs have risen and everything like that. Popularity of it as well. So maybe squeezing a little bit more return on investment for Lego Group. And all in all, they've come up with various different ones. They've done some on the just random figures. They've also done some on Disney and Simpsons, the Lego Movie, on Ninjago, Harry Potter. And then as recently, they've done Looney Tunes and Marvel Studio series, which just came out at the timing of this. Now, also in here, I kind of broke everything down by figures themselves. You can always find this stuff on Brickset or Bricklink. You can kind of compile this all together if you really want to look at this, but I just put this here for easy sake of us looking at everything. There's a few different ways you can actually sell the minifigures themselves. Now, you can just sell them in the plain bag, not knowing what it is, and just, you know, you buy it for $2, maybe you sell it for $8 later on, and, you know, you obviously let the customer know what it is, or if you choose a you know, an Amazon listing that has it, it would be bad. It is a blind bag, so to speak, so nobody knows what's in it. The other way that you can sell it is you can open it up and just see which minifigure it is. Technically, if you don't put it together, it is considered new. Maybe you can sell that on Amazon. You can sell it on eBay, Bricklink, you know, various different places you can do that. That's you know, another probably a popular way to do that, especially, you know, because a lot of people are going to probably pay a little bit more if you've already opened it up for them and you have a collection of those. That's kind of the sweet middle of it. The other way you could do it is you can just, you know, sell it as a complete set. So maybe you might open them up. Maybe you might just do a feel of the bag, and I'll kind of get in that in a second here, and just see which characters it is before you open it up, and it keeps it sealed. And then the other way is you can just buy a big box, a sealed box, you know, not opened, and, you know, you can sell it just like that as well. So I really, in this, I didn't want to get too deep into all the different avenues, but I kind of try to give you a little bit of each one so that you can kind of get an idea of what to look for if you're going to kind of get invest in this and sell it off later, what your options are for it. I did suggest that you take a look at is there is a feel guide. I know that sounds kind of weird, but in each bag, there's different pieces for each character. And, you know, Brothers Brick, there's a bunch of other sites that do it, but they've actually gone and they've done like a feel guide. So you can just actually take the bag and you can feel to find a particular piece that's only in maybe that particular character itself so that you're able to distinguish it from it. Now, it does take some time if you've never done that before. Some people are probably better at it than others. But I tried it myself, and it's once I got the hang of it, once I was able to get the feel of it, I was actually pretty spot on, because I did a few different ones, and I also want to make sure I got it right. So I did have a pretty good, I had 100%, at least when I did it, as far as the feel guide. Some of them are a little bit harder than others, so, you know, it's going to vary per different series. But at least you can go on here, and if this is something that you want to do, and obviously this takes time to do this, but I'll show you if it's worth it for you. I mean, maybe it is. I'm not really sure. Maybe it isn't. But this is one way that you can kind of get in there. The other way is you can cut, just like I said, you can just cut open the bag and you know exactly what figure is in there. But I'm going to be honest with you, some people like to actually do the feel guide of it, and they want to know they have a complete set and they go through the whole thing. So there's a little bit extra value in there if you're able to provide that with them as a sealed set. You know, that just brings up the value, I guess, to some Lego fans. We're going to start off with, I kind of put it in the middle here, but we're going to go from the oldest to the newest ones. So there's the 2014, this is the Lego movie series set. So this is these right here. In this set, there's 16 of them. This came out in 2014. It retired around 2015 to 16, somewhere around there. You know, I'm not really certain the exact retirement date, but if you were to buy this, it would be a $2.99 retail price of it. Maybe you got some discount for $1.50, $2, somewhere around there. So if you were to sell this at just as the bag itself, you know, you would, it's going for $18.49 right now. And if you got it for $1.50, that'd be about a 768% return on investment. But, you know, just be aware that this is a Keeper chart right here. If you haven't seen Keeper, my training on Keeper is right up there. But this basically doesn't sell that often. It looks like maybe once a month, and there's a big lag right in here. Maybe on Bricklink, eBay, you might sell a little bit more, and you might maybe want to sell it for less than that. You know, I'm just showing you guys the Amazon, as far as the aspect on Amazon. So it could be a better seller on eBay or Bricklink, and maybe it's not as much money for it. Maybe it's like $15 or $16 on there. But I just want to guys give you an idea of like what the value is. Now, just keep in mind that most of the time that when I do investing, I try to get my money back within about 3 years at the maximum. So this was kind of a little bit far out, and this might be too far out for a lot of folks as well if you're investing. But the good thing about these minifigures is that you can buy a ton of them and store them in a very small space. Most of the time you can get them for 50% off when they do go on clearance. I came across a ton of them when I was looking in the past few years, and I always find like boxes and boxes of them. So they're very plentiful, even at clearance time. Just people, I don't know, they skip over them, or maybe they just don't put them out right away, or they don't see all of them. The other thing you have to keep in mind is that it does, the popularity of these has grown, and then there's more investors that are kind of in it as well. So looking at the older stuff, there might not have been a huge kind of demand in the investing space of it. So it was just more of the folks that are just looking to actually collect them and use them and stuff. So in this particular series, I wanted to show you just a couple of other things. So if you were to sell this as individual, and let's say you got this for $1.50, you know, that's a 200% ROI. So obviously there's a little difference in here with the blind bag and that. This, you know, might not be a great one to look at as far as the cost of it and everything. But look at this one right here. This one's worth noting. If you look at this, this one's 1,043% ROI. And it is selling actually pretty well. So this one might be one of those ones that you can find for, and if you held on to it, this would be a really good investment. You know, that's pretty good for that amount of time. I think that would be something worth it at that point. So again, you know, it's going to vary on the character. It's going to vary on if you want to do a complete set. You know, it's going to vary on a few different things on how you, you know, take that investment and kind of package it up into a product. But it's worth looking at as far as on those different channels and those and selling them in those same different ways. So we're going to move up to the next one, which is the Lego Ninjago movie, which is set 71019. And this is released in 2017, so a little bit sooner. It's still a little bit kind of far out. It's about, you know, from 2021. It's about 4 years. So, you know, I wanted to kind of get in a little bit closer just to see what it was like as far as, you know, getting a return on investment. Now, this movie was a very popular movie, so there was very huge demand. But if you were to get this at the retail price, $3.99, you know, let's say you got it for $2, maybe $3, and you were to sell this today, it would be $12.48 for just the blind bag itself, which would be a 300% return on investment, which is pretty good. You know, for 4 years, you know, that's pretty good. Now there's some other notable ones that you can look in here. This particular figure right here is actually going for $16.95, maybe a little bit less than that, but let's put $16.95. And you know, if you got it for $2, you know, you're getting almost a 500% return on investment just for this particular minifigure. So that's why it's interesting, you know, to sort of know like the popularity of the sets and the series that there is, and also to note that some of these particular minifigures are a little bit more, I guess, more difficult to get. I looked on eBay and I wanted to see what a complete set of this would be if it was still sealed, and it's going for about $135 with shipping. So if you were to get the REITs, the sell price was $135. Buy cost was 40. eBay fees were 15%. So 135 times 0.15. And this is how you have to do to figure out what your costs are, because, you know, if you don't do this stuff, then, you know, you're just guessing at what it is. And sometimes, you know, knowing that's different. So it's a return on investment of 187%. Not really that great, I'm going to be honest with you. That's not something I would be really happy with, you know, as far as doing all the work to feel each one out, and that's all you're getting for a profit. That's not really, that doesn't really cut it in my book, so to speak. But I don't know, you know, if you're just starting out, you know, and you get a whole supply of these things, you know, that might be something that you might be comfortable with starting out with. You could sell these, like I said, at different ways, different channels and everything to see what you get for it. So the next series that we're going to go over is the Looney Tunes series. It is set 71030. Literally, it was released in 2021. It is still available, but they're not making any more as far as they're still out in the store. The retail price of these are $4.99. I was actually getting these for $1.25. I got them for different various costs. Some of them were $2.49, you know, 50% off. Some of them were $1.25. This particular blind bag itself, though, is $4.99. What's interesting about this series is that there seems to be a really big demand for these particular ones, as opposed to some of the other ones that I like. I don't know if it's just the Looney Tunes. And again, this is where, you know, you have to know your kind of your trends and everything out there, and just the, you know, the what the demand is for it. So kind of knowing that. But, you know, if I were to sell Wile E. Coyote just individually, I mean, that's already a 471% return on investment. Now, I don't know what this goes for in BrickLink or eBay. So take a look out on there. There might be, you might be able to find this for a little bit cheaper, but on here, people are buying this for that price. I mean, the sales rank, as you can see, is, you know, they're selling it at that particular price. You know, it's worth noting that there's different ones out there. So maybe look and see individual ones and see which ones they are. But if you were to actually, I did a just a test of one of them just to see if, you know, how much I could get. I built a few of these because I had a ton of them. So I did the field test on a lot of them, and I just put together three sets for myself just so I can sell them. And my cost came out, because I didn't have $1.25 in every single one of them, but it came out to about $2.14, I think it was, for each one. So that's $25.68 for the whole series of 12. And I sold these for, I sold it for a little bit less than $78, but it was around $75. So that's 147% ROI. And that's really good right now. I mean, I literally just bought them and I listed them on there as a complete set. I've field them through. So maybe I probably had about 2 hours in of work of just feeling them through to get three sets, maybe a little bit less, because I didn't really know what I was doing at first. So I had to look everything up in a field guide and kind of get used to that. So it did take me a little bit longer, but once I got it, I probably could do, maybe much less than that. Maybe it'll take me, 20 minutes for each series to on average to find a bag. So, I don't know if that's really worth your time to do it, but, 147% right off the bat, as soon as I got it, it was sold. I mean, they sold immediately as soon as I listed them up there. So that, might be worth looking at for some particular series. And this is towards the end of the series, so, it wasn't right at the beginning of it. So I don't know. Now, if I held on to these, I don't know how much these would go up in value. I'm not really sure of the demand after a certain number, but for now I think that was pretty good. Now I don't know if this is good, if this was the case for every single series they had, but it's definitely worth looking into. I mean, it's just one of those things where you have some options to do it. It is a pretty decent investment if on some of them. I don't think every single one of them are going to be, home run heroes. Hopefully you found this really helpful. If you want, again, you can grab this return on investment sheet right here, and it has a bunch of different stuff in here, calculators for shipping, even has a VIP calculator as well. And this will kind of help you figure out if things are worth investing in. So really, for this particular series, I'm going to say this varies. I'm not going to go after every single one of them, even if they're on clearance. I think the ones that aren't really popular, such as the regular ones that just are random figures, the ones that when I looked at those ones, I didn't really care for those ones. They didn't really seem to do it for me. Also, if you listen to us on a podcast, or even if you don't even know if we have a podcast, go up there and take a look at our podcast and leave us a positive review if you can, whichever streaming channel that you're on. And I'll see you guys on the next show.
Thanks for tuning in to the Brick Finds and Flip Show. Listen to us on all the major platforms. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a positive review. If we get enough love, maybe Elon Musk will tweet about this next investment wave. Check out our latest Lego investing articles on BrickFlips.com. Also, check us out on our YouTube channel at BrickFlips.com/YouTube. Any interest on being on the show or want to advertise with us? Reach out by email to podcast@BrickFlips.com. See you for the next Lego Flip.